Hello and welcome to Count on CCB, our program for CCB throughout our area with seven branches, including their brand new sparkling location at the intersection of Fairmount Avenue and Mall Boulevard in Lakewood. We're talking about retail banking in this series of programs, and we have the experts from CCB with us, including Donna O'Brien, Vice President of Retail Banking. Donna, I'll have you say hello.
Hi.
Just to make sure people can recognize your voice as you speak on the air here. And Margie Dye, one of the market leaders. Hello again, Margie.
Hello.
And Krista Leone, also a market leader at CCB. Welcome back.
Thank you.
The subject of the program today is CDs. And I bet there are some people who are familiar with them and will know some of the drill, if you will, already. Others may have heard about them but never really put their toe in the water. So, Donna, kind of start us out thinking of both of those audiences in your mind right now. What should we know about CDs at CCB?
Sure. Thank you. So CDs are an alternate method of savings, different from a traditional savings account that you deposit money into and withdraw money from. A CD is a certificate of deposit, which is also sometimes known as a time deposit. It's a product that usually pays a fixed interest rate for a set period of time, ranging from a few months to several years. So for example, if you had a certain amount of money you wanted to put into savings, we might say to you, okay, we will pay you this set rate for 6 months or 12 months or whatever the agreed upon amount of time is. Some people really like CDs because it's a good alternative to things like investments into the stock market. They are still FDIC insured for $250,000 per depositor per bank. We typically have CD specials throughout the years, which are consistently changing based on the market and the needs of our customers.
With that introduction, thank you, Donna. I'm going to bring some questions now to Margie and Krista. Neither one of you may take these. But first, what's the difference between putting our money in a CD and in a savings account? Could you highlight those differences for a moment?
The main difference between the CD and the savings account is, as Donna mentioned, the CD is a fixed term. So you would put your funds in that account for a set term. It could be 6 months. I think we have them that go as long as 4 years. And your interest rate is determined by the length of time that you put the funds into that CD. Whereas a savings account, you have open access to your funds. You would deposit the money and then you could take the money out anytime you needed it. With the CD, if you pull the money out before it matures, so before that 6 months or 12 months or whatever the case may be is up, you will pay a penalty. Usually it's a forfeiture of some of the interest you've earned. So it's not that you couldn't have the money if you had an emergency and you needed it, but you would pay a penalty to take your funds out if it was ahead of the maturity date.
So, Margie, what's your experience in offering CDs to people and the questions that they bring to you and maybe some of the advantages that you know about in terms of getting your CD at CCB?
With our CDs, we don't have any fine prints, as other banks might have a fine print. If we have a CD special, it's the special that we offer to our customer. Other banks, you might want to read the fine print. You might have to have a certain type of checking account with a direct deposit or anything like that. CCB doesn't do that to our customers. All of our customers get treated the same with the same product. So if you're a brand new customer, existing customer is what we're going to offer you. The advantage to having our CDs could go to anyone that is just afraid of what the market is doing and they want something that's FDIC insured and they want a set rate for them where they're not going to see their money go up and down. The other part that I like about CDs, I talk to my customers that are trying to be first-time home buyers or are looking to save funds to purchase their home, and they just want to get a little bit of interest in the meantime while they're looking for that special house. That's going to pay them a little bit more interest, and they might have more funds to be able to use towards the purchase of their home. So they get a little bit more bang for their buck, which is really nice. A CD is a commitment, you know, and I do explain this to my customers, where our CDs can range from 6 months to 4 years. So it all depends how long they want to tie those funds for. many times if they have more funds than others and they don't want to tie it all in one lump sum, I'll give them different options of different terms that fits best for them. And that seems to work very well for them.
And generally speaking, the interest rate on a CD would be somewhat higher than the interest rate in a regular savings mm-hmm. account?
Yes, typically it's significantly higher than the rates on a savings account.
And is there a minimum or a maximum amount that you could invest or need to have to put into a CD?
Our CDs are a minimum investment of $1,000, but there is no maximum.
That was Krista Leone speaking there, joining her. She's a market leader at CCB, Margie Dye also, and Donna O'Brien, Vice President of Retail Banking. We're going to have to close this edition of Count on CCB because our time is up, but we'll be back again at this time next week.